passport, check. Euros, check. Train ticket, check.
Oh no, I forgot the Flight Free podcast.
Check in with the Flight Free podcast. Imagine where we can take you. Don't forget to carry us in your pocket for destination inspiration.
Hi everyone, and welcome to the Flight Free podcast. I'm Anna, and this month we're going to be talking about travel with the Flight Free UK team. Say hi, team.
Hello.
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 Hi.
Now, we haven't done a podcast episode about travel for a long time, but given that our mission here at Flight Free UK is not only to inform people of the climate impact of aviation, but also to inspire people to travel by other means, it's a great opportunity to talk about travel because things are opening up again after the pandemic. In fact, let's hear about just how much things are opening up in our Flight Free Fact.
Flight Free Fact.
In April 2022, flight bookings topped pre-pandemic levels for the first time. Bookings were 25% higher than they had been in 2019, showing a surge in interest following the pandemic.
So of course people are keen to get out there again after the restrictions of the pandemic, but doing that by air is not great for the climate. So this episode is going to be all about celebrating our local area and specifically our hometowns. Now, one of the outcomes of the pandemic was that we were kind of forced to discover some of the amazing things on our doorstep that we tend to overlook. And even though travel is now opening up again, we want to remind people that there are some fantastic places right here in the UK, so we can still get our travel fix without getting on a flight. The team is spread all over the UK, and today we've got five members with us. Lou from Liverpool, Sunita from Harrogate, Bertie and Evie from London, and I'm from Hertfordshire. So a bit of a north-south mix. So Lou, do you want to kick us off? You live just outside Liverpool, don't you?
I do, yeah.
And you grew up there as well?
Yeah, I've always lived near Liverpool.
Tell us, please, about the wonders of Liverpool and why it's such a fantastic destination for people who live there as well as people who maybe have never been there and really should go and visit.
Yeah, definitely. If you've never been, come to Liverpool. So Liverpool's really easy to access by train or coach. It's often cited as one of the friendliest cities in the UK. And I don't think I'm being biased. I think it really is a friendly city. There's a really big sense of community with the big football scene as well as the music scene. And if you're a fan of the Beatles, there is endless things you can do in the city centre. You can visit the Cavern Club, which is the birthplace of the Beatles, as well as venturing into South Liverpool, where you can find Strawberry Fields Gates and Penny Lane. South Liverpool is my favourite place to visit in Liverpool. There's around five parks. They're all huge and they've got loads of green space and massive trees. People fly kites there and have picnics. My favourite one is Sefton Park. There's a huge lake and you can feed the ducks, and you can go to Lark Lane, which is this long strip with loads of eateries and cafes and lots of, there's a really nice little vegan cafe called Freedom O's. It's really sweet. They leave like cakes out at the end of the day for people if they can't afford them. And I think South Liverpool's definitely something that would be overlooked by a tourist coming because they wouldn't know about it. Because if you're a tourist, you'd probably just think stay in the city centre, but it's definitely worth venturing out there. Oh, and Liverpool city centre is now often used quite a lot as a filming location to replicate areas like New York. And it was used to represent Gotham City in the recent Batman. Batman flew off the Liver building.
Wow, so we can travel to New York without actually going to New York. We can be there if we just go to Liverpool. Amazing. This is really good, actually, because it feels like city breaks are really popular as holidays. And since cheap flights came along, we often just think about European city breaks for the weekend or whatever, but we tend to overlook our own cities, don't we? It sounds like there's so much to do in Liverpool. And I think you've hit on a good point there that exploring some of the lesser known parts of the city is actually really good as a tourist, because sometimes it just gets a bit tiring following everybody else around in big crowds and stuff. So yeah. And so you say that you can get there by train and coach, so it's pretty accessible, isn't it, and pretty quick from other places in the north and even from London. So
2 hours from London it is, and if you fall asleep on the train, it's good because it's terminal station, so
good tip. And how about the rest of the team? Have any of you been to Liverpool, Bertie?
Yeah, I've been up a few times because one of my friends was at uni there, but the most recent one was for the last Champions League final, so 3 years ago, which was great. Yeah, just thousands of people in the city all having a great time, which I really enjoyed. It's got a really good energy about it.
Yeah, I've been to Liverpool a few times myself. I really love it. I just think it's got such a nice vibe. And if, as you say, Lou, it's really friendly. Okay, right. Well, let's go from one city to another city, which is a bit smaller in the north. Am I right, Sunita? Is Harrogate a city or is it just a town? I don't mean just a town. I mean, is it a town?
Harrogate is a town, yes. But you might be thinking of the nearby Ripon, which is surprisingly a city. It's quite a much smaller area in comparison.
So you grew up in Harrogate. Do you want to sell it to us all?
Yeah, I grew up in Harrogate, which is located in North Yorkshire. It's a very, very picturesque place, and there's actually quite a lot going on. So apparently it's the most popular spa town to visit in the UK, and it's got the spa water, so people come for that, the Royal Pump Museum. It's also known for the Turkish Baths, which is this now fully restored old Victorian spa, and inside it's absolutely stunning. Like, it's beautiful. I think it's now like a unique heritage site, and it's gorgeous. So definitely if you want to go for some relaxation, and definitely recommend getting to the Turkish Baths. Harrogate's also got loads of places to eat and drink. It's got a ridiculous amount of places to eat, so it's quite a foodie heaven. And being in Yorkshire, it's, as you can imagine, there's a lot of focus on produce being really high quality, seasonal and locally produced. So if you want to go for the good food, there's loads and loads of choice. You can get some really good stuff. There's also the famous Betty's Tea Rooms, which is again another really nice place to get some cakes and treats and brunch and lunch and all this business. If you go on a Saturday, the queues are super long, but it is totally worth it. It's really delicious. There's loads of like really nicely, decadently created desserts and cakes and stuff. There's two, actually. There's one in the town centre, and then there's one in a place called Harlow Car Gardens, which is a really nice place to go for a walk as well, which is obviously good if you've got some family or you just want some, maybe to work off the cakes you just ate. But yeah, definitely recommend those. There's loads of really amazing places to visit as well. There's some market towns, so there's Borough Bridge, Masham, Pateley Bridge, and then there's Knaresborough, which is really nearby. They're all really pretty. You can go rowing in the River Nid, and you can go under the Knaresborough Viaduct, which is quite cool. There's a castle there as well. And again, just loads of independent shops and locally sourced food places, and lots of really good ice cream places as well. There's also Ripon nearby, which is a medieval city. It's also got a castle, surprising amount of castles around Harrogate. And yeah, it's really nice for a day out.
So let's talk a little bit about Yorkshire and the wider county, because Yorkshire is God's own county, as the residents famously say. And there is so much in Yorkshire, isn't it? It's so huge and so much variety. You've mentioned a few places already, but from the coast to there's the cities and the towns, but then there's this absolute wilderness, sort of, you know, the North York Moors, and just incredible place. How do you feel being a child of Yorkshire?
No one's ever put it like that, but yeah, I feel very, very lucky, like incredibly lucky to have grown up in a place like that, because there is so much to do. And if you want some more lively nightlife activity, Harrogate's got stuff going on anyway. There's loads of bars and things like that. But also you've got York and Leeds nearby, which are two really vibrant cities with excellent nightlife and shopping and things like that, if that's what you're into. But we're surrounded by the countryside as well. So one particularly special place I wanted to mention was a place called Brimham Rocks, which I don't know how well known it is, but it's a really cool place to go. It's now looked after by the National Trust, and it's an area of loads of natural rock formations that were formed by this river years ago. And you can just go climbing, but like you can go amateur climbing, like just freestyle it, or you can, there's some more difficult rocks that you can go obviously abseiling down and stuff. And it's just a really cool place. It's like nothing like I've ever seen before, really. So yeah, Brimham Rocks, I definitely recommend it. I think it's like a 15-minute drive from Harrogate or something. And then there's Fountains Abbey, which is nearby. So again, if you're looking for like a bit more history and some other stuff going on, there's just so many sites like that around Yorkshire. There's loads.
And two of our other team members are also from Yorkshire, not on the podcast today, but Amy is from Rotherham and Sophie from Wetherby. So we have a bit of a Yorkshire contingent, which is brilliant, because as you say, Sunita, it's an absolutely amazing place. Have the rest of you guys ever been up to Yorkshire? Evie?
I have. I've been to both the places that Sunita was just mentioning. So going to Brimham Rocks, I remember going with my family, and me and my brothers just spent hours climbing on the rocks, and it was absolutely amazing. And the Abbey as well, we visited. I think we did it in the same day, and I'd love to go back.
And Lou, you're right there now, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in York right now. I love York. It's always touristy. Whatever day it is, there's always tourists in York. I've been to Sheffield a lot as well because my sister lives there, South Yorkshire, and that's gorgeous because you've got the peaks which you can access so easily.
Oh, I think, yeah, the north of England is just a wonderful place. So much interesting and beautiful nature intertwined with the cities and stuff. I just think it's brilliant.
In terms of transport as well, it's really well connected. So you can get in between, you can go get to York via Harrogate and Leeds via Harrogate. And there's now, I don't know when it was introduced, but there's now a direct train from London to Harrogate, which is also absolutely brilliant.
Fantastic. Okay, right. Let's head down south now. Smack in the middle of our capital city, London. Bertie and Evie, you're both going to talk about London. So Bertie, should we go with you first from the glorious west?
Yeah, so I'm from a little town called East Sheen, which is near Richmond in kind of suburbs of southwest London. And we are blessed with some pretty lovely park space, and we have the River Thames very nearby, with the peak probably being Richmond Park, which has definitely been a staple throughout my life, especially in lockdowns, because it's a lovely place to go on your own just to pick up and read a book or listen to some music or just go for a walk, go for a run, go for a cycle. And yeah, it's a very big park, so you can keep exploring and finding new places, getting lost on different journeys. It's very easy to get yourself out of city life and into a more peaceful kind of place. And it's also got some lovely wildlife that keeps you entertained. So we have quite a lot of deer in the park, which are sometimes hard to find, but on a good day you'll see hundreds of tourists chasing them around trying to get a good picture. And we have this slightly more exotic contribution of parakeets, which are kind of all over the park, really. They seem to have taken to it very well. I think they were not deliberately released to be in there, but they looked pretty cool. And amongst other wildlife, they're definitely a highlight. And then, yeah, we've also got the Thames, about a 10-minute walk from where I am, which can be really nice to walk along. Got some lovely pubs in the kind of Mortlake, Kew, Richmond area. If you walk down from where I am a little bit around the corner, you get to Kew Gardens, which is, again, another lovely place to walk around. Got kind of every single plant and tree you'd possibly want to find, and some lovely greenhouses. And that gives you something a bit more different, a bit more curated to enjoy. And yeah, then a bit further down the river, you have Richmond, which is just a lovely riverfront. Got some great food and drink, and some water sport activities. You can go on boat trips up towards Teddington. I think you can just hire boats to row around, and you can definitely get a paddleboard these days as well on warmer days, if you're not too scared about falling in. If you walk past Richmond from where I am for kind of half an hour or so, you can take a little detour via Petersham Nurseries, which is a sort of small garden centre kind of boutique, and it's got a lovely cafe, a quite expensive restaurant if you can afford to eat there in the evening. But yeah, it's got a really lovely selection of goods that are, they're great for Christmas presents and little gifts for family.
Thanks, Bertie. I feel like the river part of a city is one of the best destinations because there's so much nature and it's so calm being by river. And obviously the rivers in the UK are where the cities spring up, like Liverpool, like Harrogate, you know, it's a spa, it's about the water. And the same is true of London. And I really love that. I think we often think of London as this big concrete metropolis, but actually there's so much green space and there's so much blue space with the rivers. So yeah, should we zoom over to the other side of London, still on the river, and go to Evie?
Yes, so I grew up in Lewisham in southeast London, so the opposite side to Bertie. And while Bertie had Richmond Park, I grew up close to Greenwich Park. And I honestly don't think a week has gone by when I haven't spent time there. It's, I think, the oldest of all the royal parks, and it's just an incredible place for nature lovers. It has the deer sanctuary. We have some parakeets there as well. There's an amazing flower garden, which has incredible trees that you can climb up. So I definitely got stuck a couple of times as a kid. There's the observatory, the planetarium, and it also has the very sort of iconic view over the London skyline up by the observatory, which you'll always see people there taking selfies and sitting and having picnics, looking over it. It's got the bandstand there where there's live music in the summer and this amazing sort of adventure playground for kids, which I spent a lot of time in growing up. And you also have the old Royal Naval College, so sort of connected to Queen Anne's Palace, which I think was the birthplace of Henry VIII. And it's a sort of collection of these stunning Baroque buildings with these courtyards. And it's been used to film a number of very famous films. I think Pirates of the Caribbean was filmed there, one of the Marvel films. And it's also home to the Painted Hall, which is absolutely stunning. And it's been given the sort of nickname, the Sistine Chapel of the UK. And you do sort of go in and it really does take your breath away. And I think they do music performances there. And there's also the chapel next door, where you can get sort of tickets really cheaply because it's connected to Trinity Laban Music School. So a lot of the students will perform there. So you can get tickets for £5, sometimes even free. And also when you're walking around there along the river, often the windows will be open. So you can hear all these incredible musicians practicing. So potentially you're hearing for free some of these future top musicians, which is always amazing. And then the third place that I would definitely recommend and absolutely love is Horniman Museum and Gardens, and it's a free museum and brilliant for adults, kids. It has a whole weird, wonderful collection of all these different objects and exhibitions around anthropology, natural history, and musical instruments. So a strange mixture, but really interesting. And it also has these incredible gardens that you can visit full of stunning flowers and wildlife. So definitely one of my favorite places to visit. Very peaceful, very quiet.
I love that. We've had New York in Liverpool, and now we've had the Sistine Chapel in Greenwich. Such a brilliant way to travel. Yeah. And the other parts of Greenwich, you've also got the market as well, Evie. Do you want to talk about the Greenwich market?
Yes, so the market is great. So it runs Monday through to Sunday, and you have loads of different local artists, clothes designers, people selling sort of music records, all different things you can think of. And then also at the weekend, they do a food market, which is absolutely incredible. And Southeast London is such an interesting mix of different cultures. So you can sort of, without having to leave Southeast London, you can travel in a way to different parts of the world by trying food. You've got Caribbean food, Italian food from southern Spain, parts of India, and it's just always incredible and has such a fun atmosphere. You know, people out with their family, with their friends, and yeah, you can always find an amazing birthday present for someone in Greenwich Market.
I think that's a really important thing to remember as well. You know, we talk about travel as a way to experience other cultures, but often we don't have to go particularly far to experience those cultures because they exist in these markets. And it means that you can have all of those different cultures under one roof. I love that. And the food is often what we seek out, and like how we kind of define culture, isn't it? And especially like that will attract the people who live in the UK who are from those countries. So you'll also hear the different languages being spoken. And I feel like that's possibly more of an immersive travel experience that you might get if you go to, you know, Spain or whatever, because you're only having the Spanish culture. Whereas here in this market scenario, you've got loads of different ones all mixing together. So I'm going to travel just a tiny bit north of London, but I'm just going to stick to the river because I actually live on a narrowboat. My narrowboat goes up and down the River Lee, which is between London and Hertfordshire. And I'm from Hertfordshire, so I haven't really moved that far, but it feels like I've moved a whole world away because living on a boat is very different from life on land. And people often ask me, like, where would you see your home? Because you're moving around all the time. But I do see my home as the River Lee, the whole of the Lee Valley. And it has many, many towns on it. So the furthest north you can go is Hertford. So the county town of the county I grew up in, you know, it does feel very familiar. But that's quite a lovely market town, traditional market town with lots of Tudor buildings with the beams. And then, yeah, the buzzing market. And then you've got the river itself. And as you go further down the valley towards London, you start to get to kind of the outer parts of London. So you've got Enfield. It comes down into Tottenham, skirts around the edge of Hackney. And these are all places that are really urban, especially Tottenham and Hackney. But on the river, they're very peaceful and very green and very vibrant in a different kind of way. And all those, you know, the bird life and the different types of nature that you find on the river. And I find it all very fascinating as well. It's so full of history. So, Evie, you mentioned the history to be found in Greenwich and the Horniman Museum. The whole of the River Lee has got, because of course it used to be a trading route. That's what we used to use the rivers for. And there are still the buildings right at the top of the Lee in Hertford, and where you've got the old malt houses. So they used to transport the malt down by boat to the breweries in London. And then they would return with manure from London for the fields, for growing crops in the countryside, and fuel as well. And then as you get further down, you've got more kind of more modern industry, like the small arms factory in Enfield. And there's even the gunpowder mills in Waltham Abbey. So this kind of tells of our industrial evolution. And then when you get further down, so past Tottenham, past Hackney, you're into Bow, and there's an area called Three Mills, which has these wonderful Victorian mill buildings, which used to be water mills, or one of them's a sewage pumping station. Very ornate. It's amazing how much attention the Victorians used to pay to our poo. So yeah, they made everything very attractive, even if it was just a sewage hall. So yeah, and then you're kind of going down into London, and the river opens out into Bow Creek and then comes out right opposite the O2 Arena. I just love the entire valley, and there's so much to see all the way up from the top to the bottom. So yeah, that's my home. Now, usually we would go to a destination of the month in our podcast episodes, but this whole episode has been destination of the month, really. So we won't do anything specific, but let's just recap our incredible destinations that we've been talking about. So we've got Liverpool, we've got Harrogate from the north, and we've got Richmond and Greenwich and the River Lee from the south. But there are so many others that we haven't even touched upon. So it's not just from our team who live all over the UK. It's not just our team who can wax lyrical about our local homes. I think lots of us discovered, especially during lockdown, that the places that we live are really quite amazing. But also, I think if we're looking forward to the future of travel, we need to start to look more on our doorstep for those genuine experiences. So we're going to finish off by just going around and focusing on what those experiences are. So what genuine travel experiences we can have without really going very far at all. So Lou, do you want to kind of sum up how you feel about Liverpool and how it really is a fantastic destination?
Yeah, I think if you want to come to Liverpool, it's just definitely worth visiting. I think the friendliness of it, you can hear a new accent that is very unique. And I think it's just nice to see it as an adventure, even if you're not traveling very far. Even when I go, I can discover something new, a new place every time, and feel like I'm on my holidays and exploring it. I think it's sometimes more about mindset as well as actual location.
Totally agree with you, Lou. Yeah, definitely. And Sunita, our other northern rep, what do you think?
I think what's interesting about visiting the places that we consider our hometowns or where we grew up is I like the way that we can revisit these places at different stages and ages of our lives, so we can see it with different perspectives. So going as a child to some of these places is something that's completely different when you're an adult going with friends, or going with your family when you're showing them around if they're coming to visit you, or when you've got, maybe if you have your own kids, then taking them and letting them discover the places that you discovered as a child. I think that is really cool because you can keep rediscovering these places with these new perspectives.
That's such a good way to look at it. Yeah, thanks. Okay, Bertie, how about you in your corner of Southwest London?
Yeah, I find it just a very easy place to get into the mentality that you're somewhere different every single time. It might be a different kind of exploration. You might be going for a walk or a run or a cycle, or you might just be going to kind of forget what's happening in some other part of your life. And it's really easy to do and just be in a different place without being very far away.
And Evie, you probably feel the same.
Yes, definitely. I think it can be so easy to take your local surroundings for granted, but actually there's so many amazing experiences to be had close to home that you don't need to fly across the planet for. And I really feel that every time I visit Greenwich Park or other places around Southeast London that I see new things, learn new things, because it has such a rich history and so many amazing people. So yes, there's definitely lots to be discovered in your local area.
Totally agree. And I think one of the things that we're trying to achieve with the campaign is to prompt that discovery. So, you know, challenge yourself if you're in the habit of getting on a plane or flying away for a weekend here and there for your holidays or whatever. If you challenge yourself not to do that, then you will find these incredible places that you otherwise would have overlooked. I think we often assume travel and adventure is somewhere else. But if we can switch that around and respond to the challenge of staying grounded just for 12 months, that's what we asked to start with, and then see how that sort of filters into your future habits, it really opens our eyes to the places that we just sort of forget about if we are in the habit of flying off. So yeah, that's our challenge to you, the listener. If you haven't already signed our pledge, then maybe this year will be 2022 will be the year that you're inspired to be flight free. So please do sign up on our website. It is flightfree.co.uk. And yeah, that brings us to the end of our podcast. So thank you so much for listening, and join us again next month. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed your journey with the Flight Free podcast. Download the full series on the podcast page of our website, and join us again next month for more inspirational stories and grounded adventures. You can find out more information and inspiration at flightfree.co.uk. Until next time, stay safe and stay grounded.